This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Forget oil for a minute. Forget gas for a minute, the kind we put in our cars. And let's talk nat gas for a minute here, can we? Natural gas futures have been falling. They're 25% or so lower than they were just a week ago. The Energy Department says inventories are way higher than we'd thought. The question, though, is why? Marketplace's Justin Ho has the answer.
Let's start with an explosion. Okay, that's the sound of Helm's Deep blowing up in the Lord of the Rings movie. The explosion I'm talking about happened in June at a liquefied natural gas export facility in Freeport, Texas. No one was hurt, but...
That facility uses about 2% of U.S. gas supply.
Jacques Rousseau is managing director at Clearview Energy Partners.
And so that gas has been redirected in the market, and it has not been shipped overseas.
The weather also hasn't been as hot lately. Less demand for AC means less demand for natural gas to generate electricity, says Eugene Kim at Wood Mackenzie.
All this is occurring while supply, U.S. gas production, is at record levels.
Production is up because prices have been relatively high. Anna Mikulska at Rice University says the supply buildup is a good sign for consumers.
That hopefully means that if we do have cold winter, we will have storage filled to the point that it won't give us trouble or at least won't impact our prices too much.
It might not be good news for Europe, which really needs natural gas to replace the supply from Russia. Mikulska says that's because the U.S. is already liquefying and exporting as much as possible.
Just as U.S. is constrained with infrastructure when it comes to export of LNG, Europe is also constrained by infrastructure to import LNG.
Mikulska says Europe's natural gas supplies might not last through the winter. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.